This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. If you want an incredible look at how evil some people are in this world, even in the natural products industry, you got to listen to this. It's just incredible. Maybe you've been following this on naturalnews.com, but we're being threatened with a lawsuit from a company that makes a product that they deceptively call a soil-based probiotics product. It's called Prescript Assist, like Prescription Assist. And we were doing a bunch of testing at the lab of different supplements, and we found that this product has about 5,000 parts per billion lead in it. And we found out that the number one ingredient that it's using is called, well, at first I called it Leonardite, but I've since learned it's pronounced Leonardite, but it's kind of spelled Leonardite. And that this Leonardite material, which we also purchased separately, tests at over 10,000 parts per billion lead, which is a crazy level of lead. And it's also just loaded with aluminum. It's got thousands of parts per million of aluminum. It's a crazy thing to put into a dietary supplement. And so we did a story on this. We said, this is crazy. Oh, by the way, it's actually this Leonardite. It's actually oxidized lignite coal. So it's coal. So people are eating coal. And this company out of Montana, I think it's called Safer Medical or Safer Products of Montana, something. They are selling this coal supplement, and they call it a probiotic supplement, and it's got all kinds of lead and aluminum in it. And then we did a story where we didn't even name their name. We didn't even name their product or their company. And even when we didn't name them, they had a law firm threaten us with a massive lawsuit and claim that we violated all kinds of things. Of course, all they want to do is silence us. They want to shut us down, because they don't want people to know the truth about what's in their product, because their product contains crazy amounts of lead and aluminum for a dietary supplement. So we actually called Leonardite Products LLC, located in, I think it's North Dakota. Yeah, North Dakota. And they are the primary provider of this material. And I talked to the president of that company. Her name is Sherry Harms. H-A-R-M-S, Sherry Harms. It's spelled C-H-E-R-I-E. And she was very nice. She spoke with me, and I explained to her what I'm looking into. I'm like, why is somebody buying this and using this as a dietary supplement? And she said, well, gosh, it's not labeled. It's not marketed as a dietary supplement. It's not intended to be used as a dietary supplement. She said that when customers call her and ask if they can use it for animal feed, she tells them, no, it's not for animal feed. You can't use it for that. This is a soil amendment only. It's mined out of the ground. It's coal. I mean, it's a type of coal, right? It's mined out of the ground. And Sherry's company, Leonardite Products LLC, her company has even posted materials safety data sheets and other materials on her website. So one of these data sheets says, you know, don't ingest this. If you do ingest it, immediately go to the hospital or see a physician. You know, don't induce vomiting and so on and so forth. It's like, wow, they're pretty serious about this stuff. Because it's not a food, you know, it's not a food extract. It's not made from food. It's mined out of the ground, and it's coal. It's a type of coal. So they've got this data sheet, and they've also posted a heavy minerals analysis sheet that says, yeah, this stuff contains a significant amount of lead and aluminum. Actually, their numbers essentially agree with our numbers if you assume a little bit of variability from lot to lot, which is kind of standard in a geological mined material. It's not entirely homogeneous. In other words, you know, it can vary from lot to lot. So this Leonardite Products company is selling this product just as a soil amendment, which is fine. I don't have any issue with that, and I've said publicly that I don't have an issue with that. I don't think that that the Leonardite company is doing anything wrong. But then this other company, this Safer Products of Montana, or whatever it's called, they are buying Leonardite and putting it in as the number one ingredient in their supplement. it's not even intended for human consumption. But here's the craziest part. It gets even crazier. So I went on to the FDA website. They have a GRAS database where you can search for materials that have been GRAS approved. Now, GRAS means generally recognized as safe. And almost everything that you can think of that's in a supplement is GRAS approved, you know, like vitamin C or what have you, B vitamins. Well, guess what? Leonardite is not GRAS approved, which means the FDA doesn't recognize it as a safe ingredient for dietary supplements, which is kind of understandable given that it's not supposed to be eaten. You know, like for once, the FDA actually makes sense. Maybe you shouldn't put Leonardite into dietary supplements, but it's even worse. So based on the lead concentrations that we found via ICP-MS in our laboratory, CWC Labs, if you do the math on this and you look at their serving size, which is two capsules providing a total of 620 milligrams of their powder product times 5,000 parts per billion of lead, that means that if you take one serving of their product, you are getting 3.1 micrograms of lead. Now, 3.1 micrograms of lead is 600%, actually more than 600%, more than the limit of lead that is described by Prop 65 of California. And California has a daily limit, you know, per supplement of 0.5 micrograms. So this is 3.1 micrograms, in other words, over six times of what California says should be the limit. And then California says that lead causes cancer and developmental toxicity, which means it harms the brains of developing children, and it causes male reproductive toxicity and female reproductive toxicity. So you're talking about, you know, reproductive problems, right? Maybe infertility problems, maybe birth defects in children. That's what California says, the state of California. And this Prescript Assist product, in order to comply with California law, is supposed to contain a warning that says, warning, this product contains chemicals known by the state of California to cause cancer, blah, blah, blah. You've seen that before. You've seen that language. Well, guess what? The product has no such warning, which means the product is in violation of California law. And California says this product contains so much lead that it's harmful and maybe can promote reproductive problems, developmental problems, i.e. birth defects and neurological issues, right? So then they threaten me. They send me a letter from some law firm, and the law firm claims that their product contains 12.5 micrograms of lead per serving. And they're trying to argue that it's totally safe. Like, you can eat all kinds of lead. It's totally fine. Basically, this is what they're saying. And they tell me in their letter, I could show you this, that their product delivers 12.5 micrograms of lead per serving. That's like four times higher than what we found. And what we found was 600% higher than the limit set by California for dietary supplements. So we're talking, what, like 2,400% more lead than the state of California allows, according to the law firm representing this company, which I suppose maybe this company will get a different law firm if the law firm they have right now is out there sending letters to the media, i.e. us, Natural News, admitting that their product delivers 12.5 micrograms of lead per serving, which is crazy, according to Prop 65. So this is what we're dealing with. A product that's deceptively marketed as a probiotics, a soil-based probiotics product. It's actually mostly coal. And the coal is a bulk material that's not intended for human consumption. It's not GRAS approved by the FDA. It contains so much lead that the state of California says it might cause cancer and birth defects, essentially reproductive problems. And the law firm admits it contains all that lead and much more. And they try to threaten us to say we have to pull all the articles and all the videos, otherwise they're going to sue us. I mean, go figure, right? Imagine. Just imagine. And here we are just trying to warn the public, you know, to say, Maybe you shouldn't eat coal because it's got a lot of lead and aluminum in it. And by the way, we've tested lots of other probiotics and supplements over the years. I did a whole book on this called Food Forensics. We published 800 different test results for foods and supplements and spices and dog food and everything else. Oh, by the way, this same company, this Safer Products of Montana, they also have a pet flora product that's made with the same thing. So yeah, if you think your dog needs extra lead, then there you go. They have a product for that. It's a lead supplement practically for your dog. I guess if you hate Fido, maybe that might make sense. I mean, these people are twisted. But I've actually published the findings of 800 different products. I wrote the book on it, Food Forensics, number one best-selling science book on Amazon at one point. And when Amazon retails these products, by the way, because Amazon doesn't care what they sell as long as it's not illegal. They don't care. They're totally unethical. But, you know, I'm a published scientist. I run an ISO-accredited laboratory. And the letter from the legal team on this basically said, yeah, we agree with your laboratory analysis. Yeah, you're right. So they're not even arguing with our findings. They're just saying that it's perfectly safe, they say, for people to eat all this lead. I mean, that's their position. It's not like, I mean, I it would have been more reasonable for them to reply and say, thank you for bringing this to our attention. We're going to swap out this leonardite ingredient with something that doesn't have lead in it. And we would love for you to help us publicize that fact, which I'd be happy to do, by the way, to say, hey, they reformulated. Now their product is all clean and we'd even do the testing for free. But no, they don't do that. They turn into total a-holes and like, you have to be silenced. You know, you're wrong for telling people not to eat lead, I guess. Even though you're right with your lab results, they admitted. And yeah, this has all kinds of lead in it that violates Prop 65, but you shouldn't tell people about it. That's their position. Their whole argument is that you shouldn't talk about this. And that is indicative of the world in which we live today, folks, where somebody like me doing a service for the public, real science in the public interest, what do I get in return? Legal threats from evil companies that sell deceptive lead-contaminated products that, according to the state of California, might cause cancer and birth defects. But I'm not supposed to talk about it. See how that works? It's just amazing. Just freaking amazing. But nothing surprises me anymore. So don't worry, they're not going to successfully sue us. They're just trying to threaten us. We've actually got all kinds of research on this company and all their founders and everything. And if they pursue this, we're just going to start dumping all kinds of stuff out there, which they won't want. So they'll back off. If they were smart, they would just fire their law firm, reformulate their product, and ask us to cover that, which we'd be happy to do. You know, I'm not vindictive against these companies. I just want them to stop selling lead to people. Just want clean products. That's all. Very reasonable thing. I just want the public to be safe. And I'm actually happy to help any company that has safe products and wants to confirm that they're not selling lead and aluminum contaminated products at crazy levels that could be harmful to consumers. You know, I'm happy to help companies that want to sell honest, clean products. I've always had that stance and it hasn't changed. But I've also learned that there's a lot of con artists, there's a lot of scams in our world, and the dietary supplements industry is no different. Some people will sell anything if they can get away with it. I mean, just literally digging up coal out of the ground and stuffing it into capsules and selling it to people. Like, wow, that's some twisted stuff right there. I mean, what? You want to just dig up a bunch of rocks? Eat rocks, you know? Gosh. I'm sure somebody's done that before too. It's crazy. Anyway, know what you're putting in your mouth, okay? I mean, know what you're swallowing, know what you're buying. And if you saw what we see, because we test so many products, you'd be blown away by who is selling this stuff. And, you know, other things, glyphosate, pesticides, herbicides, you name it. We've also done stories about like beer containing virtually no glyphosate. And we've said, yeah, don't worry about drinking beer. There's not that much glyphosate in it. Oh, and by the way, as a side note, we also tested all those beers for heavy metals. Guess what? No problem. There's no problem with heavy metals in beer. So we don't just run around like falsely sounding some alarm on something. We actually test lots of things. And when we find something that's really alarming, that's when we sound the alarm. And that's what we did here. And that's why they're trying to shut us up. There's evil people in this world. And we're trying to tell the truth and help people stay safe. That's our job. Thank you for your support. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. And of course, watch my videos at brighteon.com. Take care. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products. And we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.